Have you, like most women, felt so insecure about your body in terms of your weight or the fact that you don't feel you fit in and you were drawn or you just kind of feel not so great about yourself? On today's podcast, we will be addressing issues that women face in terms of not just insecurity, but how do we move away from all of that? So I do hope that you stay tuned and listen. Hi, and welcome to Healthy Vibes for Women with me, Dani Adekunle. My guest today is Nadia Cashew, and she, like I said at the intro, we'll be talking about our bodies and how we feel about ourselves. I do hope that you get something out of this. This is not a negative podcast, by the way. It's a way to encourage women and help us to embrace who we are and accept who we are as women and not just think that we should just fall in line with what society says or what people may say about us and all the gen you get the general stereotypes and so on. But yeah, so today is all about us feeling good about ourselves and accepting who we are and just telling ourselves. So it's not about feminism or anything like that. So yes, I will then just hand over to my guest and she will talk more about this. I do hope you stay and listen to the end, and please feel free to, as usual, share this with all your loved ones and even the men in your life as well. Okay.
Hi, my name is Nadia Cashew. I am the founder and creator of the Cash Method. I teach, train, and empower women on how to really walk in their different kind of strong that is independent on their body, independent on their performance, their achievements, but just recognizing that it comes from a conviction and a belief. So helping women ditch the diet mindset, right? Embrace their curves and their imperfections, truly rock their confidence like nobody's business. And cultivate, here's this, cultivate a health legacy that's going to be passed down from generation to generation, right? Really recognizing that we are in a position to lead ourselves and those connected to us towards optimal health and optimal wellness and setting them up to do better and be better. So that's pretty much it about me, and just super, super pumped to be here talking with you, Danny, and having fun.
Okay, wow, that was such a fantastic intro. And I kind of like some of the phrases that you used about being strong, different, and embrace their bodies. So I want to sort of touch up, I want to sort of ask you around the whole thing about embrace the people embracing their bodies. Because as you know, I don't know how to say this now, is it popular culture or if we say popular culture, we're going into maybe things like the internet and social media and all of that stuff. And we know over the years, people have sort of like been having issues around their bodies and because of the images that they see and the celeb culture and so many other things and so many other factors around that. Now, what would you say to people, especially women, because this is a podcast for women, who in spite of everything that's going on, still feel very insecure about their bodies, and how can they have sort of like a different mindset as to accept their bodies for the way it is, for who they are, except basically accepting themselves for
Absolutely.
who they are.
Great question. The first thing that comes to mind, Danny, is I would speak to the women that are listening right now and affirm and confirm over them that they are an unrepeated miracle. They are an unrepeated miracle. That there is no one that came before, after, or beside of them that can be them. That's number one. And so what I tell my clients is literally nobody is the same. Right. So if I try to show up as Danny, I'm going to fail undoubtedly every single time. And then that's going to discourage me. But when I'm ready to truly embrace what Nadia has to offer, who Nadia stands for, then that's how I'm going to be elevated and celebrated within myself. So that's the first thing. Comparison, scripture says it, comparison truly is the thief of joy. Right. And so instead of looking at that person who's leading in excellence or that you're inspired by, just recognize that they are simply a mirror and a reflection of what's already within you, What we need to do is say yes to ourselves, say yes to our imperfections, say yes to starting. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great, right? We're not in the business of being perfect, but we're in the business of progressing. So remember that it's always you versus you. It's not you versus social media influence. It's not you versus popular culture. It's you versus you. I tell my clients, it is your race. It is your pace. It is your journey that you are the CEO of that, right? So really step in that and own that. And once we can have that, because it really is, you train the mind, body follows. Once you have that mindset shift, right? We can't put new wine into old wineskins. We have to renew our mind. And once we can have that mindset shift, then we're able to act accordingly, because here's what happens. We're able to see us doing well. We're able to see us being in health legacy. We're able to see us being whole. So then we start to believe it because we have vision, right? We start to believe it and we can go ahead and achieve it.
Right. Oh, wow. That is very profound. I have not thought of it that way. I love the fact when you said versus you and the race and the journey that we're on. And I've always said that in, I think I said that in one of the previous episodes when I first started this podcast. And I said something about the fact that everybody's journey is different, and also the fact that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So, and you're saying, you know, you're talking about the fact that women need to cultivate. So can you expatiate on where the word cultivate that you mentioned that? So I'm just kind of like picking up on what you said about cultivate.
Right. You mean cultivating like a good body image for yourself?
Yeah, exactly. And just being
confident within yourself. Yeah, absolutely. So some practical, all right, so let's kind of reel this in. When I started my own personal journey, I was in a place of doubt, fear, disgust. I just didn't know where to turn. I felt like I was heading nowhere, heading there extremely quickly, okay? And I recognized that if nothing changed, Danny, then nothing was changing, right? And so I knew that I could literally put one foot in front of the other. So here's what I did. I reached out for help, okay? I got myself in alignment with someone that was going to help me, coach me, because we can't see the picture when we're in the frame,
that's right?
We're so quick to put ourselves down. So I needed someone to call out the excellence in me. That's why we're called to do it in community, right? We can't do this thing alone. So in order to cultivate and create that sustainability, create that confidence, we have to plant ourselves with like-minded people. And sometimes, many times, those like-minded people aren't going to be those that are familiar with us because they only know us by our yesterday, right? But we have vision of better and greater. So getting underneath someone that can help you build that foundation. One of my mentors always says, borrow my belief in you until you start to believe in yourself. Because when you're surrounded by people coaching, that's going to constantly speak life into you, right? Set you up with goals that helps you build your confidence. And here's what, Danny, you're able to see that it was in me all along. I just had to yield to the process. I had to become a student of this struggle, right? How do we build faith? Through perseverance. So we have to recognize that the true journey isn't destination fit. It's not destination hashtag body goals. The true blessing is the journey. Because if I give you your quote unquote, and I'm using these quotes because I don't believe in necessarily body goals, but if I give you your dream body right now, like that, you would not have the tools to know how to sustain that thing day in and day out. So we have to recognize that it's all about the process.
Wow. Now that is very, very powerful. Talking about the tools, I've not thought of it that way, but yeah, when you say the tools I'm kind of like going to build up on that now. When you say the tools, so basically what advice would you now give to someone who is thinking about moving towards, you know, shedding the weight, but they don't have all the people to motivate them? Because you talked about if you're with like-minded people, but then they have to do it alone because all the people around them, maybe the negativity and the fact that maybe in their family as well, for example, is a mom, and they, you know, the others around her are not, the family members are not really into helping her out, then how does she sort of navigate sort of going about trying to go the right way, especially for example, somebody, lives in an area, maybe there's just very few people and they don't have that network. So how do they start?
Absolutely, great question. Well, the beautiful thing is the internet is real. And while it can be used for a lot of negativity, there's a lot of positive things there, right? So the first thing that they could do is, you know, reach out to myself, right? Like you could find someone on like a on the internet platform that makes you feel good. You don't want to do something where you're doing it and you may be able to release the 10 pounds, but you're just miserable the entire time, right? Like you're eating bland, bland foods, you're having food guilt, you're beating, no, that's not sustainable. So you want to make sure that you're reaching out and connecting. If it's not in your physical atmosphere, see, it wasn't for me either. When I started, I reached out to someone on the internet to coach me. So that's what I would say, number one, right? Number two is recognizing what can I do right now? If I'm sitting on the couch, then maybe my goal for this week is to walk around the block three times a week. Right? Walk around the block for about 20 minutes. Get my body movement moving. Literally, there's miracle in the movement. Like our bodies were created to move. So start to move from a place of purpose versus body hate, right? Like I'm moving my body. God, I'm blessed to have these feet. I'm blessed to have these hands. I'm blessed to be able to see the world. Let me go out, right? Einstein said, we can live every day as though nothing is a miracle, or we can live every day as if everything was a miracle. So when you start to have that mind shift and get into gratitude, right? And look at the small things. Again, how much water are you drinking, right? If you're drinking 3 glasses of water, maybe you're now your goal is to, now I want to get 5 glasses in, all right? Until you're at the right ounces of water that you should be intaking. How's your fruits and your vegetables? Are you reading your labels on the foods that you're eating? So there's definitely small changes that you can make within yourself, but again, the internet is alive and well. So if you're not able to get that connection physically, then you're able to get right within a group underneath some type of coaching and guidance, accountability, you know what I mean? That way, so that way you feel supported because it's possible. It's definitely possible.
Wow, thank you so much for that. Now, I picked up a word that you said optimum. So you were sort of like saying something about optimum. So can you say more about that? Because I know you were talking about the fact that when you're doing your intro, yeah. So when you say optimum, what exactly are you talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So optimal wellness, that's getting to the best part of your wellness on a daily basis, doing the most that you can to make sure you're positioning yourself to be preventative versus waiting for your body to say red flags, right? Waiting for your body to be at a dis-ease spiritually, mentally, emotionally before you say, hold on, I have to tend to this. So making those small decisions, because here's the thing, Danny, wellness is not just physical. Right? We're definitely spirit first. So it's spiritual, mental, emotional, financial, physical. So it's paying attention and making sure that we're putting drops and deposits in all those cylinders. So that's what I mean, making those small decisions, right? Maybe instead of going out to eat for lunch, you're prepping your lunch for your work week. So number one, you know the ingredients that you're eating, you're making better food choices, but you're also saving money, working on your financial health, right? So again, going back, it's making just small sustainable changes so that you're positioning yourself, because here's what, if we're believing for a long life, right? If we're believing for long life on this God-given earth that he's created for us, then we have to be good stewards over what he's given us, which is our body, which is our mind, right? Absolutely. Which is our emotions, our spirit. So that's, again, just going back, that's what I mean by making sure we're making these decisions with intention, that we're having vision, right? And we're making these decisions according to the vision that I have for myself. What does my health legacy look like? What does my financial legacy look like, right? What do I want for my mental health? So just making sure that these decisions align with that. So it's getting you closer to that vision to be manifested, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah, definitely makes a lot of sense. Wow. I think you may have covered everything I wanted to ask, but can you talk more about the cash method?
Absolutely, absolutely. The cash method is my baby. Oh, I love the cash method. As you can see, you know, at the beginning, it is a play on my last name, right? Nadia Cash with the cash method, because these are my methods. These are my ways, but I'm so humbled because the Lord turned a problem of mine to a platform of service, right? So again, when I started, I shared a little bit that I felt like my world was spinning out of control. And so I had no intention of coaching. It was just a natural byproduct of me being committed and consistent to my own journey. But let me tell you one thing. I can't talk about the cash method without saying this. So the tagline of the cash method is, it's a different kind of strong, right? Mm-hmm. And we train the mind, body follows. Because what happened was, I remember my first workout movement. I had not been coaching. I had my everything. I was by myself in the gym at the time. And Danny, I felt so defeated, right? Like I couldn't do a push-up. I couldn't do a squat. I felt like everyone was looking at me and judging me. I was ready to walk out. I was crying in the big room of my gym and I was ready to walk out and just give up. And it was that night for me personally, where a scripture hugged me close. 2 Corinthians 12:9, where it says that in my weakness, the Lord's strength is made perfect, that his grace is sufficient. That's where it's a different kind of strong was birthed. And that's when I said, okay, this is my race, my pace. That, all right, Jesus, it's me and you, we're going to do this thing. So as I was doing that, I helped one of my closest friend release. I don't really use the terminology weight loss or I want to lose. She released 60 pounds, but by the byproduct, not only did she release, but her mother was able to release 20 pounds. And I saw their brightness come. I saw the difference that it was making. And I said, Lord, if I can just continue to pay this forth one person at a time. So the cash method, while we're dishing the diet mindset, we're embracing our imperfections and we're rocking our confidence like nobody's business. I'm also teaching my clients that the world is their gym and they are the machine, that life doesn't have to be perfect, right? That situations don't have to be ideal, right? That it's just a mindset and all you truly need is your body, your sound mind, and a willingness to commit. Commitment and consistent isn't pretty and it's not perfect, okay? But it does show up. It does show up regardless. It has a nevertheless attitude. So as long as you have your body, a sound mind, and a willingness to commit, right, then you can do it. Absolutely, hands down, you got this. And I truly believe that when a woman is empowered within her health and wellness legacy, that a generation is transformed. So Danny, I'm on assignment, as you can see. I'm on a purpose when it comes to this. And I want each of my clients to feel fully supported, right? To walk in their excellence, to allow me to, because it's in there. It's already there. I'm just coaching out what God has already placed in you. Wellness and wholeness is our birthright. And it's time we take it back.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I'm so close to almost clapping right there. Like, I was gonna do a woohoo. Maybe I should. Oh my gosh, like, oh wow. That was I don't know. I don't know how to top that now. I really don't, because it's just wow. That's just, I mean, I've taken quite a lot out of this myself, even though I know all about exercises and stuff like that. So, now you mentioned the fact that how you were struggling with the gym and people looking at you and things like that. And I know for a fact that, I mean, people have said this to me as well, that, or going to the gym and stuff like that. But I've also tried to tell them that you don't necessarily have to go to the gym to shed the weight or to prove that you're working, exercising. For me, I'm not a gym person. I work at a home to YouTube videos, and that works for me, and it has worked for me in the last, quite a long time now. So, but what about other people who are sort of like saying, okay, they don't want to go to the gym. What kind of exercises do you think then they should do in terms of, if they don't want to go to the gym, and they're there sort of like just advise them on how they start and then continue that particular exercise, or just basically, to have that continuity?
Absolutely. So I think too, you're 100%. It doesn't have to be in the gym. So I use that term gym loosely, as like the world is your gym. So wherever that feels comfortable for you, right? And I also want to emphasize that it should also be fun, right? If you're not having fun while moving your body, something is wrong. Yeah. Try something new, right? There's Zumba, there's Afrobeat Fit, there's tennis, right? There's these stretch classes. So that all you have to do is just have it in your mind that you want to intentionally move your body to work up a sweat for at least 20 minutes, three times a week. That's your baseline. So if you're working up that sweat, if you're getting that heart rate up, you're getting that fresh air in your lungs by walking around your block or going on a bike trail, great. If you're having fun doing that, great. Then that's good for you. Don't overcomplicate it. Remember, you know, I mentioned it's your race, your pace for a reason. So what works for Dani as far as movement, what she's having fun, may not work for Nadia. And that's okay, right? That's the beauty of it. So that's what I would say is just try new things. Try boxing, try karate, like try CrossFit, try new things. Even like you mentioned, Dani, going on a platform. I have on-demand classes, working out at your home. All you need is your body. You know, like that's it. Anything else is extra. That's all you need is to move your body, work up that sweat. Because here's what, from a little bit of a science standpoint, if you will, you know, your heart pumps your blood. Mm-hmm. Our lymphatic system is pumped by our movement. That's what I say. Our bodies were created to move. So when you think of it from that standpoint, like, let me get in purpose. Let me give my lymphatic system a pump right now. Simply walking around and swinging those arms, going for a brisk walk does that. You see what I'm saying? So just start having a baseline, starting there, making a commitment to yourself to say, hey, you know, I'm going to make sure I'm moving for at least 20 minutes, three times a week, and then I'm going to build, right? So,
Yeah, that's exactly what I did mention in one of the, like I said, one of the episodes as well. It's about having fun and doing what you do best, because I've tried different times, different ways of to sort of like, not to lose the weight so much as that, because I'm not particularly, just like you, I'm not into like, oh, saying to lose the weight or anything else, because I've kind of like, I see sort of like my lifestyle, I call it my healthy lifestyle as a journey. So I'm going to continue this for the rest of my life. I'm going to remain healthy, eating healthy and exercise and stuff like that. So I've tried different methods and I found out that working at home, I enjoy it. I enjoy doing HIIT, for example. I enjoy lifting weights. I've started weight strength training and stuff like that. So yeah, you're quite right in saying that people should do things that they enjoy as opposed to being sort of like just doing things for that everybody else is doing. And I did say that to one of my friends that, you know, just don't give into the peer pressure that, oh, because somebody else, everyone keeps saying, oh, you have to go to the gym, you have to do this, da, da, da. No, you do what's, you know, like you said, do what's right for you, because at the end of the day, it's all about our bodies. It's not what somebody else is saying. So it's just kind of like, just I'm just kind of reiterating what you said. So yeah, but that is just basically it. Just move. And I like the fact that you said, you know, just get moving. It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. And I think people need to just get that more.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think,
absolutely.
People just need to hear that more, that yeah, they just have to move and not just, you know, think that, oh, because I've only done half an hour of exercise or just walking around, that's still something, I guess, but rather than sit on the sofa. So yeah, that is it from me. I don't really have any more questions to ask, but I just wanted to sort of like say that if you've got like any advice that you want to give to people and just summarize. Summary, basically.
Okay, I'm sorry, it just cut off a little bit. You want me to summarize?
So basically, what advice would you give to listeners, you know, who are sort of like planning to start on the healthy journey, and those who have started, but somehow, because you know, when we get into the new year, everyone has all this plans, plans in quote, when they say New Year's resolutions, January is over now, and suddenly, you know, they've kind of like just gone back to their old ways, because in the new year, it was like, oh, I want to go to the gym, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing X, Y, Z, and like you said, all kind of exercise and stuff, but they get into a few weeks into it, and in the new year, and they stop. So what would you say to people like that, now that they've kind of suddenly
absolutely
stopped doing what they were doing before?
I would ask them to really think of their why, you know, and any new client I always ask, what's your vision? What's your vision? My people perish for lack of vision. What is your vision for your health and wellness legacy? You have to get really clear on that, because if it's superficial, it's not going to give you a reason. See, motivation is a reason to do something. So if it's only because you want to fit in a pair of jeans, well, you can just get a new pair of jeans, or when you fit in it, then you can stop. So really having a reason that's anchored deep. See, I'm believing for 120 years on this earth, and I recognize that I want to run with my children's children's children. So if I'm going to do that, then I have to show up and do the work today, right? That it's just not going to happen. So really recognizing and understanding your vision, here's what. And then also, if you don't change, if you don't make the changes necessary to invest in your health legacy, the way you feel right now is the best you're going to feel. This level doesn't maintain. It actually goes backwards, right? We go towards the opposite end where we don't want to go. So really understanding that reality. So say, what am I going to accept, right? What do I want? And then once you understand what your vision is, you make decisions according to that. Little sidebar, 60,000 thoughts go through our head a day. 60,000 thoughts go through our head a day. Here's what. 80% of those thoughts are from yesterday. 90% of those 80 are negative, right? So really recognize, if we're waiting for us to feel good and for it to feel right, then we're never going to start. All right. And another thing you mentioned when we were talking about making movement fun, when you make small changes that are sustainable, it makes it for the lifelong. Because if I go from 0 to 100, Danny, that's not sustainable. But if I go from 0 to 1, right, then go from 1 to 2, that's something that can be done over time. And I'm not feeling the impacts of it immediately, right? It's not too much where I'm like, oh my goodness, it's overwhelming. But if I'm consistent with it, I have the big transformation, right? I start to see my life different 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, a year. And time is fleeting.
Yeah,
time is fleeting. Right. So how many times have we been, oh my goodness, you know, it's November, the year is almost over. Don't let that be you. Right. If you're underneath the sound of my voice right now, and this is resonating, you feel convicted, make that decision right now. Make that decision to yourself, make that commitment that there's one thing that I can do right now. Okay. There's one thing that I can do. And then just stick to that for 30 days and build on top of that. It's so, so important. And lastly, we need community. We cannot do this on our own. So it's important that we get ourselves, whether it's a physical community, we're reaching out from an internet standpoint, but we need other people that are going to see the full picture of excellence of us, because we're in the frame. So we can't see the full picture, right? And that's important.
Yeah, actually glad that you mentioned community, because that is still important. And regardless of what anyone might think, that you still need people that you can sort of do life with, because at the end of the day, that saying that no man is an island. So we're not created to work, to sort of like live alone, to walk this earth alone, but we have to have someone, you know, we have to have community with us. And, you know, so yeah, quite agree with that it does help when there are other people. And this thing is sort of like having what I can only term as having cheerleaders, sort of like, or people that are in your corner, so they're not necessarily your family members. But yes, thank you so much for that. And it's been really great chatting to you and having this interview with you. And so how can people contact you if they wanted to maybe work with you, or just, you know, maybe get some advice or coaching sessions? Or
So you can find me on Instagram on the platform at Nodkash. All right. That's NAKASH. You can also email hello@thecashmethod.com. And lastly, you can head on right over to thecashmethod.com. There's a free class that I offer there, and move forward. But love, love, love to hear from you. And Danny, thank you so much. Thank you so much for even just having me on this platform and for creating a platform like this. It's important, right? It's important that we each have a voice to change the nation, and what you're doing is no small task. So I honor you, and I just thank you for extending this to me.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. But, you know, it's like I said, it's been really nice chatting to you. So yeah, it's been really, really good fun. And I hope everyone that's listened thus far if you've made it this far, then I definitely think that you're really interested in this. And please, please share this with your family, friends, and, you know, whoever, you know, whoever you meet. Yeah, so, and I guess this is something that I'm even going to go back and play it to listen to again, because I've picked up quite a number of nuggets from you, Nadia. And yeah, once again, I just want to say thank you so much for coming onto my podcast. So take care, everyone. And do remember that it's all about you and no one else. So do you, it's you, like Nadia said, is you versus you. So remember that. Okay, take care, everyone, and bye for now.